From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. Detroit might be one of the largest socioeconomic laboratories in the world. Billionaires are rehabbing iconic downtown buildings. The federal government is funding the demolition of tens of thousands of abandoned houses. And private foundations are testing out all kinds of projects to see what might spark neighborhood revival. I was recently on Detroit's East Side, driving in the Morningside neighborhood. This street, Barham, is a favorite among illegal midnight dumpers. There are a lot of vacant lots. I was passing by a water heater. There was junk along the road. Up ahead, there were several mountains of broken concrete on the lot. A couch and old carpet were dumped in front of a stop sign. This street is odd in that one side, the houses face the street. On the other side, it's garages and backyards. It kind of reminds you of an alley. A nonprofit organization known for building affordable housing is based in this neighborhood. Linda Smith is the executive director of You Snap Back. She says they've been wondering what to do with Barham. Not that long ago, some University of Michigan students were looking it over.
One of the professors came to me to talk about doing some open lots, some space, some farmway, looking at the possibility of what could we do with Barham.
So they applied for a grant from Kresge Foundation. Kresge has been running a pilot program. This year, it's supporting 17 new projects in the neighborhoods. They include greenways, community hubs, youth engagement, artists and parks, and more. The Morningside Project got $150,000 of the $2 million given away this year. Brian Hogel is a program officer with Kresge.
Basically what the grant does is that allows them to do some work to transform a half-mile stretch of Barham that's highly vacant into a greenway and farmway. This is land that's been the place of a lot of dumping and blight, and they're looking to change that and change it from a liability for the neighborhood into an asset.
Now, with all the problems many of the neighborhoods in Detroit face, you have to wonder why a greenway or why artists in parks. Hogel says the neighborhood groups met with the residents. Lots of ideas were gathered, and they built a consensus. In Morningside, Linda Smith says people wanted a place to walk dogs, a place for kids to ride their bicycles, and more fresh food. This agricultural greenway will do all of that, and it should be self-sustaining. Farmers will lease the land. Smith says there's a demand by farmers who want more space to grow food.
They want to be able to just grow their crop like anyone else, but they don't want to deal with the land bank. They don't want to deal with the city. They want to be able to lease land that's already been prepped to do what they want to do. So that's what's exciting.
Smokey, come on, stop.
Although Smokey was not happy about it, I talked to Marvin, who lives next to Barham Street. He didn't want to give his last name.
It's a good idea as long as they keep it clean. And if they plant a garden in there for all the neighbors to participate, it'd be a good thing for them.
One of the things we're talking about is actually leasing it to farmers who would grow crops and then sell them to the neighbors.
That'd be good, too. We need something in the neighborhood so people can get more interacting with the neighbors. Yep, that's what we need.
One of the few houses along Barham that faces the street is a neat brick house where Faith Williams lives. She recently bought a vacant lot next door. The new Barham Greenway will adjoin that lot.
That sounds nice to me. It sounds like a very good idea. Yeah. I would even help them, you know, keep the greenery up.
Soon, Linda Smith at You Snap Back will be getting some more help to make sure the project is successful. Chase Bank will be loaning 4 executives to the project for a month. They'll design a business plan for the agricultural greenway. With the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.